Okay, today's daf is Krisus Daf Chav Hey. Today's shiur is sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, Lezecha Nishmas, Jeremy's grandfather, Marvin Herskowitz, Moshe Yehuda ben Yosef, Zichron Levracha, the Nesham Shavan Aliyah from the Schuss of Our Learning, and today's shiur is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Landerer again for his continued support of our shiurim. So we are again holding on Daf Chav Dalid Amud Beis, and we're three lines from the bottom of the page at the two dots. First, the Gemara is going to start with a machlokes, whether Egla Arufa becomes Aser while it's alive, or only at the Arifasa Egla does it become Aser, and we're going to bring the basis for each side in that machlokes. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to give us three different opinions when to bring an Ashim Talui. How often can a person bring an Ashim Talui? Can a person volunteer an Ashim Talui? Then the Gemara is going to suggest a fourth opinion based on a Braisa as to when a person is permitted to bring or supposed to bring an Ashim Talui. And then the Gemara is going to talk about how we know that Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper for Chiyuve Karban Vaday. When you Chayev Echatos Vaday, an Ashim Vaday, and Yom Kippur passes, you still have to bring that Karban. And then at the very end of the Daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss how we know that Yom Kippur is mechaper for chayiv Asham Talui. That if you're chayiv Asham Talui prior to Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur passes, you no longer have to bring that Asham Talui. So that's the layout of the daf. But let's begin three lines from the bottom of the page on daf chav dalet and base. Asham Vaday Einu Kein. So the Mishnah says that an Asham Vaday is different than an Asham Talui, and also that an Egla Arufa is Einu Kein. That up until you do the Arifas HaEgla, if you discover that you now know who the murderer was, so you don't need the whole procedure anymore, so Tetzivitira Be'edah, the Egla Arufa becomes just a regular chulun animal. But after you already did the Arifas HaEgla, you then were poshet your safek, the Egla Arufa is tikbar b'mkoma, you bury it in its place, because the whole process of Egla Arufa was based on a safek. So Kippur Sfek of Ahalchala, you did what you had to do, b'makom safek, but it still counts as an Egla Arufa. So says Mar Itmar, Egla Arufa ema sayne saras. At what point does an Egla Arufa become Asr Banar? Rav Amnuna Amar Mechayim, Rav Amar La'achar Arifa. Rav Amnuna says, while it's still alive, it already becomes Asr Banar, whereas Rav says, after the Arifa becomes Asr Banar. So, Bishlam El Rav Ami Inna Diyasav B'maisa, El Rav Amnuna Me'em Esai. I understand, according to Rav, that it's La'achar Arifa, so at the Arifa, that's a Zman Mesuyam, you know, it's very clear, you can identify when it's becoming Asr. But according to Rav Amnuna, that it's Mechayim, how do you identify what the time is mechayim that a taka becomes asir? Some Rabbi Yannai says gavul shamatiba. I heard some sort of boundary, some sort of identifying time that the egla becomes asir, but v'shachachti. But I had forgotten what it was that I had heard. V'nasun chavraya lemeimar. But the talmidim wanted to say that perhaps it was yiridasa l'nachaleisan osarta. Maybe it's when it's brought down to the nachaleisan in order to have the arifa. Maybe that's what makes it asir. Some Rav Amnuna mina amina. La Rav Amnuna says, how do I know that the Egla Arufa becomes Aser Mechayim? Ditnan, because there's a Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. When the Mishnah talks about the Isser of Osov Espinolos Tishchutu Biyom Echad, that you're not allowed to shecht an animal and its offspring on the same day, so the Mishnah tells us, Hashochet Paras Chatas, if a person shechts a Para Aduma, when you already shechted its mother that day, or Vishara Niskal, if you shecht a shar that was supposed to get skila, when you already shechted its mother on that day, or the Egla Arufa, you shecht, not to Arifa, you shecht an Egla Arufa, which is not what you're supposed to do with an Egla Arufa, but you shecht the Egla Arufa when you've already shechted its mother on that day. Rabbi Shimon Poter v'cham mechayvin. It's machlokes tanoim, whether you're chayiv for osov espino in these three circumstances. So bishlam ledidi damina mechayiv. So according to me, that the Egla Arufa is already asr ba'ana while it's alive, now I can explain the machlokes very easily. I can explain the machlokes tanoim, whether there's a chayiv of osov espino on Egla Arufa, very easily. Baha pligi, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. This is the machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan. So Rabbi Shimon sover shchita shein ruya lo shma shchita. Rabbi Shimon holds that a shchita that's not going to be matir, the meat to be eaten, is not called a shchita, and since the Egla Arufa is already asr ba'ana mechayim, the shchita is not going to be matir, the meat to be eaten, and therefore it's not a violation of osov Soves Beno Lo Sishkdu Biyom Echad. Whereas Rabbanan Amri Shchita Sheinu Ruya Shva Shchita. The Rabbanan will say even a Shchita Sheinu Ruya is called a Shchita, and therefore it is a violation of Lo Soves Beno Lo Sishkdu Biyom Echad. Eli'i Amr Te'achar Arifa. But if you hold that the Egla Arufa is Mutarbana up until the Arifa, well, then this Egla Arufa that we're talking about, where you shacht on the same day as the mother, never had an Arifa. It had a Shechita. You never did the Arifa, so it never became Asubana. And therefore, it's a Shechita Ru'uya. So what's the tzad to say that it wouldn't be subject to Osav Espino? So how are you going to explain that? My Pater Rabbi Shimon, Shechita Ru'ihi. Why in the world would Rabbi Shimon say Pater? It's an actual Shechita Ru'uya. The basa would be Mutva Achila. The Chitema, Sav Rabbi Shimon, Egla B'Shechita Kshera. You might tell me, no, when Rabbi Shimon's shita might be that doing a shchita on an egla arufa is just as good as doing an arifa on an egla arufa. Maybe not just as good, but also good. It also works to do a shchita on an egla arufa, and therefore it does become asur bana with the shchita as well. So vatnan, but we have a mission that says in Maseches Chulin that kosher bapara, pasul begla arufa. If it's a kosher way to kill a para aduma, then it's a pasul way to kill an egla arufa. Pasul bapara, whatever is a pasul way to kill a para aduma, kosher begla arufa. It's a kosher way to do an egla arufa. Namely, para b'shchita ksheira ba'arifa psula. To do a para aduma, you have to shecht it. You cannot do arifa. And egla ba'arifa ksheira b'shchita psula. And when it comes to the egla arufa, you can only do arifa. You cannot do shchita. So don't tell me that Rabbi Shimon holds that shchita works for an egla arufa. It doesn't. So if shchita doesn't work for an egla arufa, and you're doing a shchita an egla arufa, and you hold that it only becomes asur b'ana mishas arifa, this animal never became asur b'ana. Why wouldn't it be subject to Osav Espino? So Ishtik, Rava didn't answer this taina of Rav Hamnuna. Labasa dinafik, but after Rav Hamnuna left the base medrash, Amar, my time lo aminale, Rava starts thinking, you know, why didn't I give him an answer to Rabbi Shimon? Savra egla b'shchita k'shera. Yeah, you brought me a Mishnah that shows that that whatever is kasher b'parah is pasul b'egla, and vice versa. But maybe Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. Maybe Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that Shechita actually works by an Egla Rufa. If that's the case, Mishas Shechita becomes Asur Bana, it's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, and that's why it's not subject to Osav Espino, L'Sishchitu B'Yom Echad. Rav Hamnuna Amar Lach, and Rav Hamnuna would reject that possibility, because what do you mean? You're just going to make up that there's such a Tana that holds that Shechita works by Egla Rufa? No one ever said that we could attach Rabbi Shimon to such a Tana. Lo Nishtamit Tana Danash. You know when we do that, when we say that, oh, a Tana that we can't answer is holding like this Shita against that price, that's when there's a known Shita that you could attach him to. But there is no known Shita that Shchita is ra'ui for an Egla Arufa, that Shchita works for an Egla Arufa. So there's nothing to attach Rabbi Shimon to. So that was all Rav Hamnuna explaining how he knows that an Egla Arufa must already be Asr Mechayim. Now, on the flip side, Amar Rava Mina Aminallah. How do I know my opinion that the Egla only becomes Asr Mishas Arifa? So Miditnan, we learn it from our Mishnah. Egla Arufa Einakein. Our Mishnah says that an Egla Arufa is not like an Asham Talui. Ad Shlo Nerfa Teitziv Terbeider. Everyone would agree that if you find the murderer before the Arifa, the animal is chulin. The Amrit Mechayim, I might say it's Vitr Ha'itzvila Mechayim. But if you hold the Egla Arufa already becomes Asubana Mechayim, how could you just say Teitziv Vitr Be'eder just because you found the murderer before the Arifa? The Arifa is not the key time. There's some earlier time that's the key time that asks it Bana if you hold Mechayim. So Tani Achlo Niris Larifa. So the Gemara would say that Rav Hamnuna would answer to that, that it doesn't mean before the Arifa, it means before it was even Yorid L'Nachal Eson, before it was even Ra'way for Arifa. But Enochinami, once it's already Yorid L'Nachal Eson, it becomes Asur Bahana, and then it's not going to just be Chulin even if you find the murderer. Well then, Ema Seifa, Misha Ne'erfa Tikavar B'Makoma. The Seifa says, when do you assume that it has the din of a real Egla Arufa? If you find the murderer after the Arifa. It shouldn't be after the Arifa, it should be after Yerida L'Nachal Eson. So to me, Misha Niris L'Arifa. Yeah, you have to change that part of the Mishnah as well. It should say Misha Niris L'Arifa. As soon as it was Yerida L'Nachal Eson, it became Ra'oi for an Arifa. Im Kei, name a Seifa, but if that's the case, the Seifa of the Mishnah explains that the Egla is Nikbar B'Mkoma because Shala Safik Ba'a Mitchila Kipra Sveika V'Halchala, when it describes why it is that if you first find the murderer after the Arifa, that you have to bury it there, is because anyway the whole thing was Allah Safik, so Kipra Sveika V'Halchala, you already got whatever kapara you needed. But V'Mechayim Adayin Lo Kipra Sveikasa. But if you're going to say it doesn't really mean from the time of the Arifa, it really means before that, when it was Yoreh L'Nachal Eisan. Well, what do you mean Kipra Sveika? There was the Kipra Sveika is only at the time of the Arifa. Even if it's Asar Ba'ana, when it's Yoreh L'Nachal Eisan, you can't call that Kipra Sveika. So says Gemara Tanaihi. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. The Tana of our Mishnah, you're right, holds that an Egla Arufa is only Asar Mishas Arifa and not Mechayim. So essentially, when Rav Hamnuna says that an Egla Rufa is Asur Mechayim, he's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah holds Egla Rufa is only Asur Mishas Arifa. But there is a Machlokas Tanaim that holds, there's a Tana that holds otherwise. There's a Braisa that holds that the Egla Rufa is Asur Mechayim. Titania, because the Braisa tells us, Nemer Machshir Mechabri Bifnim, in the Azara there are certain karbonos that come just to be Machshir people for certain halachos, and certain karbonos that are brought to be mechaper for people in the Azara. Most of them are to be mechaper for people. What's brought in the Azara that's just to be machshir a person? So in Asham Mitzara, after he finishes his whole Seder Atara, the Asham is machshir him to eat kachim. Because as long as he hasn't brought the Asham, he's still asher to eat kachim. Chata'os of mechusrei kapara, of zavim, yoldos, that are machshir them to eat kachim. So you have such karbonos bifnim in the Azara that are machshir. You have karbonos bifnim that are mechaper. You also have outside of the Azara karbanos that are machshir a person for certain dinim, like the birds of Mitzara that are machshir the Mitzara to enter the machana. One of them yishacht al mayim chayim, and the second one yimshaleach. So that's done b'chutz, and it's machshir a person to go into the machana. And you also have karbanos that are done b'chutz that are there lechaper, like the seer mishaleach on Yom Kippurim, which certainly carries with it a lot of kapara. Yet the whole procedure is done outside of the Azara. So we make the following drasha that we can learn one from the other. Ma machshir mechaper omer b'fnim. Also ba machshir kim mechaper, just like that which is in the Azara. We treat those kabbanas that are machshir like those that are mechaper, that the machshir is asr mechayim from the time you're machdish it, just like the mechaper is asr mechayim. Af machshir mechaper omer b'chutz, also machshir kim mechaper. So too, those that are on the outside of the Azara, the machshir becomes asr, meaning that tzipori mitzara are asr mechayim, just like the seer mishtalech and the Egla Arufa are asr mechayim. So you see that this Tana holds that it's asr mechayim, that the Egla Arufa is asr mechayim. So Einach Nami, our Mishnah holds the Egla Arufa is only asr mishas arifa. But we do have a braisa that says that the Egla Arufa is asr mechayim, and therefore these Amorayim, Rava and Rav Hamnuna, who disagree about this issue, are disagreeing about an old issue in Machlokas Tanaim, whether Egla Arufa is asr mechayim or asr only mishas arifa. Okay, new Mishnah now. When does one bring an Asham Tali? So most of the information in this Mishnah we've already had alluded to a few times, including yesterday, but a few times in this Masechta. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Misnadev Adam Asham Tali b'chol yom b'chol eshiyirte. A person can bring an Asham Tali whenever he feels like it, every day, every time that he wants. Hu ayinikra Asham Chasidim, and that Korban Asham that he brought when there was no known Safek Chet is called an Asham Chasidim. A person just volunteering to bring it. Now the Aruch Lener points out that the Lashon b'chol yom u'b'chol eis is because he's disagreeing with a shita that we're going to see soon in the Mishnah that holds you're normally allowed to bring an Asham Tali. There's going to be a shita that holds you're normally allowed to bring an Asham Tali even if you didn't have a particular event of a Safek Chet that you know about, but not the day after Yom Kippur. So he says b'chol yom u'b'chol eis, because that shita is also going to hold you can't bring more than one a day. Meaning, why not the day after Yom Kippur? Because you just had a mechaper of Yom Kippur, so not enough time passed by for you to have had a high enough risk of having violated an aver again. So certainly you can't just like wait an hour in between karbanos. You would have to wait 24 hours, so you wouldn't be able to bring more than one a day. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer specifically says b'chol yom, every day, including Motzei Yom Kippur, and b'chol eis, every time of the day, if you want to bring more than one a day. So that's what the Aruch Lener points out. That's the double chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. Bob Ben Buta used to have this practice that every day he would bring an Ashim Tali. Chutz me achri Yom HaKippurim Yom Echad. Except for the day after, one day after Yom HaKippurim. Now, when it says, the Aruch Nedar points out, when it says Chutz me achri Yom HaKippurim, it doesn't mean that every other day of the year he would bring. Shabbos, you can't bring one. Yom Tov, you can't bring one. Because Erev Yom Kippur, you're not able to bring, because if on Erev Yom Kippur, you're going to be Mima'it Tzachila, right? Because it's Nechal Yom Echad V'lay. You were not going to be able to eat it that night, so it's maybe kachim lebeis apsul. You're not allowed to do that, right? That's the Rama writes that in Shulchan Aruch. Actually, some tofresh dalitz of base. So there are certain, there are certain karbanos that we don't say on certain days, like the karban toda on Pesach, because it involves chametz, right? So you wouldn't bring it, or an erev Yom Kippur for that matter, because it's mimayit the achila. So you wouldn't be able to bring the asham talui obviously on those days. But we mean that on otherwise eligible days, he brought every eligible day possible, except for the day after Yom Kippur. So Amar, so Bab Ben Buta said, "Ma ona zeh ilu yemanichani hayisi mevi." You know, if they would allow me to do it, I would bring it the day after Yom Kippur. Ella omrim li, but the Chacham keeps saying to me, "Hamteinat shetukanis lebeis hasafik." Wait till at least you have a suffix that maybe you did another avera for which you could bring an asham talui. You don't even, not enough time has passed that you could have even done the avera. So you see that these Omrulo hold that yes, you're allowed to bring an Ashram Tali when there was no known event where you might have done an Avera, but it at least has to be a reasonable possibility. It at least has to be 24 hours since the last time you got a Kapara that the Ashram Tali provides. As opposed to Rabbi Eliezer at the beginning of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer at the beginning of the Mishnah says, nah, whenever you want, as many times a day as you want. You can just be Misnadev and Ashram Tali. And then the third sheet of Echav Momrim, Eimev Yashram Tali, El Al Shazdon, Kazu Shigaz Echatas. No, you can only bring an Ashram Tali when you did something that you're not sure whether you violated an Avera that was done at Karish Shugas Echatas. You ate something. You don't know if it was Chel, if it was Shuman. That's when you bring an Ashram Tali. But if you didn't eat anything, you don't know of any event that happened, then you don't bring an Ashram Tali. Those are the three Shitos in our Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses whether Yom Kippur is going to pater from bringing karbanos. Let's say you had a fee of karban, then Yom Kippur came in and went. So does that pater you from bringing that karban? Says the Mishnah, Chayave chataos v'ashamos v'da'in. If you chayav a vadai chatas, a vadai asham, shavar alein Yom HaKippurim, then Yom Kippur passes, chayav nalav ilachar Yom HaKippurim. You're still going to have to bring it after Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur will not be mechaper for that. V'chayave ashamos tluyin peturin. But if you had a chi of asham tali prior to Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur passed, now you're pater. So you're not going to have to bring the Ashram Tali. Misha Shabab Yadu Safik Avera B'Yom HaKippurim. Let's say a person on Yom Kippur has a Safik Kares. He's not sure if he violated Yom Kippur itself. He doesn't know if he violated Safik Kares on Yom Kippur. Safilu Im Chashecha, even if it's at the very end of Yom HaKippurim, Pater, Shekala Yom Mechaper. Because the whole day of Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. So it has to be, even with just a little bit of time during the day to be Mechaper, that's good enough. A woman who has a chiv to bring a chata sa'of misafik, she doesn't know if she's chayv to bring this chata sa'of or not. She was mapil, she had a miscarriage, and she doesn't know whether what she was mapil is something that's mechayiv, the karbonos of a yoledes, or not. So va'avar le Yom HaKippurim, then Yom HaKippurim passed. She still has to bring it after Yom Kippur, because this carbon is not a mechaper, it's a machshir. It's machshir her to eat zvachim. So Yom Kippur is not going to accomplish that. It's not going to be machshir her to eat karbanos. Chatas ha'ov haba al safek. Let's say a person doesn't know if they have to bring a chatas ha'ov. Im misha nimlaka noda. If after the malika you then realize that you didn't have to bring it, so the chamra goes that it's aser ba'na tikaver, and therefore it should be buried. That even though on a daraisa level it's chulin gemurim, meaning you had no chiyuv, so it's absolute chulin, and it's not even chulin shenishchu bazara because it's an oaf, so they did malika, and chulin shenishchu bazara is only when there was shechita done on it. So really, it should be absolute heter. Gamur, but since the Chamur goes there in Israel now, because people might come to think that you're allowed to be Nena from a Chatasov Habal a Safik, they're not going to realize that it's no longer a Safik, that you had discovered that you weren't Chayiv. So because they don't want people to think that you're allowed to be Nena from a Chatasov Habal a Safik, they made this Gezeira that Tikaver, that you have to bury it. Says more, my time is Rabbi Lezer. Why does Rabbi Lezer think that a person is just allowed to bring an Ashram Talui whenever he feels like it? Because Isal Kedaitach Chavihi Misyadalei, if you hold that Nashim Talui is not Baba Nadava, that it's only something that could be brought Bechova. So when you know that you did the Avera after you brought the Asham, Amai Maisi Chatos, why would you then bring a Chatos? Meaning, if it's really a Chova and it really addresses your Avera, so then when you, after you bring the Asham Talui, when you discover, Oivei, it really was Chelev that I ate, why would you bring a chatas at that point? You already addressed your avera. Elamai, it doesn't really address your avera. It's therefore something that's a volunteer carbon, something that you're allowed to give as a gift. V'rabbanan olu ushlamim hu da'asu b'neder mundava aval chatas v'asham chelvin. And the Rabbanan would say, no, an olu and shlamim could be brought b'nedava, but a chatas and an asham is only b'b'chova. Asham talui hainu time d'maisi mikami d'misiadalei l'hagin alav. Da'atar uchas al guven shel Yisrael. Why do you bring an asham talui before you even know that you sinned? Because it's there to protect you from whatever yisurim you might suffer for not having yet achieved your kapara through a chatas. Can't bring a chatas because you don't know if you have to bring a chatas. But the Asham Tali is there because, you know, it's very, a very famous phrase of Chazal, HaTorah Chasa al Mamonim Shal Yisrael. But there's also HaTorah Chasa al Gufan Shal Yisrael, that the Torah is Chasa on our physical well-being, that we shouldn't suffer Yisurin. So Amalei Ravacha B'Reid Rav Ravashi. So the Gemara asks that even though the Rabbanan rejected Rabbi Eliezer's Raya, still, how did the Rabbanan know that an Asham Tali is only brought Bechov and not Benedava? Dilma, Asham Tali Ka'ola Ushlamim, Ma olu shlam da asu b'chove ve asu b'nedava. Asham talu nami da asu b'chove asin b'nedava. There are karbanos that can be brought. Sometimes b'chove and sometimes b'nedava. Sometimes you have a chiv to bring karban olas. Sometimes you bring an olas nedava. Sometimes you have a chiv to bring karban shlam. Sometimes you bring shlam b'nedava. Why can't you say asham talu is the same thing? That sometimes you have a chiv to bring an asham talu and sometimes you bring a b'nedava. So amalei olu shlamim b'nedava ikar b'nedava ksivi. Olu and shlamim, even though they are brought b'chove, the parsha of them in the Torah is said in the context of Nedava, whereas Asham Talui Iker Bechov Ksiv. Asham Talui is said Beikar in the context of Chova. So this sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is a, well, let's do the fourth sheet first, and we'll talk for a second. So Tari Rabbi Chia Kameh the Rava. Rabbi Chia taught a Braisa in front of Rava. Asham Talui Ba'al Ha Nevela. The person has a suffix whether he ate nevela. Wait a second. Nevela is not something that you're chayv achatas for. Nevela is not an isakaris. Nevela is just a regular losase. It's a malchus kind of avera. Even a suffix nevela, you would bring an asham talui for. This is a new shita, right? It sounds like you can't bring binatava. You're not allowed to volunteer it, not every hour of every day and every day of the year, nor even every day but Yom HaKippurim, right? You're not allowed to volunteer, but it also is not limited to that which is mechayev you kares b'mezid and chatas b'shogeg. It's even on a nevela. Here's a fourth shita. So amalei, Rava said to Rav Chia, va'anan t'nan, v'chamor meinu mevi asham talui, ela al davar which shita does this line up with in the Mishnah? If you're assuming like the Chamim, no, you don't bring on a suffik nevel, you only bring on a suffik chatas, and something that you'd be chayv a chatas for. And if you want to align it with Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says you could bring it for anything, you could bring it for nothing at all. So what do you mean that it's that you bring it for a nevela? So I'm like, my time in Lamasnas, why didn't you teach in front of Rabbah that if why didn't you teach this in front of Rabbah that if I would have if you would have said this in front of Rabbah, we would have been able to explain, you would have known how to explain this brisa the way I'm about to explain it to you, says Rabbi Chia to Rava. Because so he was giving him a little musser. You know why you're confused about this? Because you didn't bring this brisa to your Rebbe to ask him to explain it to you. But now let me explain it to you. Zimnes Sagin Tanis Kamemar, because there were a lot of times that I taught this brisa in front of Mar, Umanu Rabbah. I taught in front of Rabbah, meaning I said over this brisa in front of Rabbah, I asked him. V'amrali, and he explained to me, Hamani Rabbi Lezer hid to Amrulo. It's the Rabbi Lezer of the Amrulo Lababa Ben Buta. Titnan, the Mishnah says that Ela Omrimlo Hamtena Chikanis Achikanis Safik. You have to wait until you at least have a Safik Chet. So they hold that Nashim Talu is not Baba Nadava, but you don't need a Safik Isr Chamor that has Kares. A Safik Isr Kal is enough to bring an Asham Talui. So whether you call it a fourth Shita or the way the Gemara is saying now, a different explanation of the third Shita, right? The Shita of the Amrulo, the Shita that said, don't bring it the day after Yom Kippur, not enough time has passed. So what do they hold happens in a typical 24 hours? You had a suffix what? A suffix kares? That's what's passed. No, even just a suffik lav, and that would be good enough to bring an asham talui. So that's what this is aligning with, that even just a suffik lav would be good enough. Amar Rav, my time down below, what's the basis of this shita? So Amar Kra, asher lo se'asena v'yashem. It says asher lo se'asena v'lo yada v'yashem. So lo se'asena just means it's a lo sase, and then you bring an asham. Amar Rav, my time in the Rabbanan, what's the reason for the cham damri yen v'vina asham talui al davar shazdon karz shishin gosu chatas? Where do they get the idea that you can only bring an asham tali if it's an avera for which b'mezid you b'chayiv karis and b'shog you b'chayiv v'chatas? So yalfi mitzvos mechatas chelev malah lunch is done karis v'shogasso chatas avkan davish is done karis v'shogasso chatas. They learned in Gzeir Shava of mitzvos from chatas chelev, that a person has to bring a carbon chatas on a chet that he did b'shogig, because a chatas and an asham tali both say the word mitzvos. So just like by the chatas a person brings only on something that's done karis v'shogasso chatas, so too asham talui is only on something that's dono kares v'shigasso chatas. So now this shita of Rabbi of the Amrulam, that you have to wait. You can't just bring nashim tali whenever you want. You have to wait until an avera could have been done for which you need kapara. So it plays an interesting role in halacha. Magen Avraham in the side of the Shulchan Aruch brings it in the following context. The Rama in Evna Ezer and Simon Samach Aleph writes that there is a minhag that a chasan and kala fast on the day of their wedding, and the Beis Shmuel on the side of Evan Ezra and Sivkat and Vav gives two reasons for that minhag. One reason is because it's Yom Slicha, so they have a Mechilas Avonos, so it's like a mini Yom HaKippurim for them. That's why they daven an Erev Yom Kippur Mincha on the day of their Chasana. And the second is that we're afraid that if they're eating and drinking, they might get drunk and then they're not going to have full das, and this is kind of a serious transaction that's about to take place. We want to make sure that they have their wits about them. So those are the two reasons for this fast. When we were younger, it was like, yeah, do I? Everyone fasted on the day of their wedding. Now everyone's weak. They always come for a heterim. Ah, I get sick if I fast. I can't. So and I used to be very hard. What do you mean? It's a minute in the Ramah. You're not going to fast. And then I was at so many chasanas where kalas are vomiting and they're out in the hallway the whole time and they can't even participate in their own wedding because they're getting so sick. So I changed my tune. I mean, if your mom's going to get sick, then I don't think there's any chiv to get sick like that. But it's taco a weaker generation. It's a chol shadara. I don't know. But the Magen Avraham writes in Orach Chaim that on days that you don't say tachnun, you would still fast. This fast would still apply, including the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So in the Mate Ephraim, the Elif Lamate, he writes that there's ksas mokum litzadeid based on the first svara that the Tainus is based on Mechilas Avonos, and it's like a Yom Kippur for them, that since they fast in Yom Kippurim, so you don't have to worry about new averos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. After all, doesn't the Torah write in the name of the Medrash that Sukkot is Yom Rishon L'cheshbon Avonos? That between Yom Kippur and Sukkot we're so busy buying Dalin Minim and building a Sukkah that we didn't have time for any averos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So maybe there's a little bit of a tzad to say that they wouldn't have to fast according to that reason. So in the Tshuvas Torahs Mordechai, Simon Kuv Dalit, he writes that if your Yom Chuppah is the day after Yom HaKippurim, he's willing to be Mekil. Because from our sugya, the Amrullah, the Bab Ben Buta, was that the day after Yom Kippur, you didn't have enough time to do Averos. You didn't have enough time to do Los Aseis, you still probably need Kaparas for Asay and things like that. I don't know, but he says that you didn't have enough time to do Averos. Plus, the other reason still applies, the Chashash Shechrus still applies. So they say, only when both reasons apply would you be Machmir. Chacham Asadim writes similarly. He says, you could be Somech on the first reason to eat after Tesef Chavim before the Chuppah. Let's say their wedding is in December. So Tzeisak Chavim is at like 5 o'clock. And the Chuppah is going to be at 7 o'clock. So that we're makel. That's the minhag already. Chacham Sadin writes that we're makel that they could eat after Tzeisak Chavim before the Chuppah. Why? Because the Mechilas Avonos already happened. They already had a fast day of Mechilas Avonos. What about the Chashash Shechris? So don't drink. Don't have anything. We tell them not to drink. But nevertheless, we rely on one reason or the other. Well, as long as one reason doesn't apply, we tend to be mekel on this shaila. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Someone just asked me this last week. Someone said to me, is it true that if you have in mind the last fast day before your wedding, that should count as also your Erev wedding fast day? Is it true that that works? So I said, no, it's not true that that works. So I didn't even know what he's talking about, but I just saw this morning, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, where someone asked him, let's say you get married the day after a fast day. You get married married on Yud Aleph Teves. Can you count Asar B'Teves as your... that was the only Havam, you know, that it was the next day after a fast day. And Rav Moshe says, absolutely not. They have nothing to do with each other. He thought that it doesn't count at all. That fast day wasn't to be... that fast day was Avelus. Now you're looking for Kaparas Avelus. It's an entirely different fast day. He says, I hear your Havam, I mean, if it's the day after Yom HaKippurim. That's for Kapara. So then there would be such a Hava Amina, but for any other fast day, it doesn't even hear the Hava Amina. Okay, so let's go back to Tan Rabban. Chamisha Ashamos Mechaprin. There are five Ashamos that are brought on a Vadai that are Mechaper. Asham Tali and Mechaper Kapara Gemura. But an Asham Tali doesn't give full Kapara. So my Ka'amar, what does the Bryce mean to say? Amar of Yosef, Hachi Ka'amar. Chamisha Ashamos Mechaprin Kapara Gemura. Chamisha Ashamos are Mechaper for Kapara Gemura, where you're not going to have to bring another carbon after them. Vashem Tali in Mechaper Kapara Gemura. But Hashem Tali does not really give you Kapara Gemura, because you still might have to bring another carbon when you find out that you did the Avera. Udalo Rabbi Lazar, Damar Hashem Tali Ba Ala Nevela. That's against Rabbi Lazar, who holds that Hashem Tali is brought on a Nevela, meaning, according to Rabbi Lazar, the Amrulo, that you could bring an Hashem Tali on a Nevela. There is no carbon for a Nevela. Nevela is just a losas. Say. Yet an Hashem Tali is the only carbon you can bring for a Nevela. So there's no other carbon when you find out that you for sure did the Avera. So Ravina Amar Hachikta. Ravina says, now here's how to touch up the Braisa. Chamisha Hashamos Ein Acher Mechaper Kaparasan. There are five different Hashamos where nothing else can achieve the same Kapara that it achieves. When you know that you did an Avera after the Yom Kippur passed, you still have to bring those Hashamos for those Averas. But Hashem Tali Acher Mechaper Kaparaso. Hashem Tali is unique in that something else can provide the same benefit that Hashem Tali provides. That when you realize after Yom Kippur that you had a suffake chet before Yom Kippur already took care of it. You don't have to bring an Hashem Tali. When you have a chiv Hashem Vaday, chiv Chatas Vaday, and Yom Kippur passes, you still got to bring it. But when you had a chiv Hashem Tali before Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur passes, now you're patur. Yom Kippur covers your chiv for an Hashem Tali. So now, we're going to discuss that issue. How do I know that Yom Kippur is not going to be a mechaper for a chiyuv carbon vadai? So the Gemara is going to raise a few possibilities. I think it's going to be three possibilities. Katani chayav echatos v'ashamos vadoin shavar alein Yom Kippurim chayav lahavi lachar Yom Kippurim. That if you have a chiyuv chatos or a chiyuv asham vadai that Yom Kippur has already passed, you still have to bring that carbon after Yom Kippurim, and the chet is not mischaper on Yom Kippurim. Chayav echatos tliyin, but if you have a chiyuv asham tali from before Yom Kippurim, then peturin, then Yom Kippur passes, you're pater. Mina hani mili. How do we know this to be true? So kias rabdimi yom rabbi ami yom rabbi chanina amar kra. Pasuk says, when it talks about the Avodas Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim with the Siyar Nasa Bifnim, not the Siyar Azazel, it's twin, the one that's Nasa Bifnim, it says, V'chiper al HaKodesh mitumas b'nei Yisrael u'mipish'eihem l'kol chatosam, that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper Yom HaKippurim for those who entered the Beis HaMikdash b'tuma, mipish'eihem, meaning from doing so b'meizid, l'kol chatosam, and for those who did so b'shogeg. And we darshan from the fact that Psho'im and Zdonos are Psho'im, which are zdonos, are mentioned together with chatoim, which are shkagos, that chatoim dum yud b'shayim, that it's the chatoim are mischaper only in a similar way that the pshayim are. Ma pshayim v'lav mnei karban, just like pshayim, which are things that, which is when you do b'mezid, so it's not eligible for a karban. Av chatoim delav bnei karban, even chatoim are the only those that you don't bring a karban for. That's mechaper. That's what Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for. Aval chatoim bnei karban lo mechaper. But a chatoim that are bnei karban, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper for. So Rav Dimi understands that this it learns the din of Seir Mishtaleach from the Seir Bifnim, that just like it's mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedashav only on chatoim that are einon bnei karban, so too the Seir Mishtaleach is only mechaper on chatoim that are einon bnei karban. korban, and that's why Yom Kippur is not mechaper for chatos vashamos. Chatos vashamos are bnei korban. Amle Abaye v'kisiv hadein kra b'sir anasa b'fnim l'duchsiv. But wait, that pasuk is not talking about the sir lazos. It's talking about the sir anasa b'fnim. To lo mechaper la virus to mitzvah yedua. That sir is not mechaper for tumas mikdash. That sir that is mechaper for tumas mikdash u'kedashav is not mechaper when you realize that you did the avera and you were nichnas b'tuma l'mikdash. It's only if you didn't know that you did the avera. So that's why you say that the kapara is a very limited kapara. So that's what we say that it's not mechaper for averus that you chayv a carbon for. Aval sir mishaleach, but sir mishaleach whose kapara is so expansive, the mechaper al averus to mitzvah yedua, averus that you know about. So emelach afilu al chatam to make carbon in who mechaper. So I might think that the sir la zazel should be mechaper even for things that you would normally be chayv to bring a carbon. So how can you make a limud of the Seir la'azazel from the Seir b'fnim? They're totally different from each other, right? That's the Mishnah in Daf Beis Masech Shavuos tells us that the Seir Mishalech is mechaper for all the averus, kalus, chamurus, noda, lo noda, right? It's mechaper for all these things. So Seir Mishalech is mechaper for so much more than the Seir b'fnim. So how can you have a limud from the Seir b'fnim to the Seir Mishalech? So says Gemara, take two. We'll try a second attempt. Ela Amar Abaye, the fact that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for chayavei chatamos and chatos and hashamos v'adayin is mehachal. We learn it from the following pasuk about Seir Mishalech itself. Pasuk says, "Seir Mishalech, this vada alav is kol avonos bnei Yisrael, this kol pishehem l'chol chatosam, chatoim dum yadu pshaim." So in that pasuk also, we put chatoim and pshaim next to each other. Ma pshaim delav bnei karban, just like pshaim which are done b'mezid are not subject to a karban. Av chatoim delav bnei karban. So too the chatoim that it's mechaper for are those that that you don't bring a karban for, and that's what the seer will work for. Aval chatoim de bnei karban inu lo mechaper. But any chatoim for which you are chayiv a karban, the seer will not be mechaper for, and therefore Yom Kippurim will not pat you from the chatos and hashamos. Umiyatei krab seer mishalech lemeimra dal chatoim de bnei karban inu lo mechaper. And the pasuk specifically makes this miut in the context of seer mishalech to tell me this very din, that anything that you would otherwise be chayiv to bring a carbon for, a carbon chatos, a carbon asham, well then the Seir Lazazel is not going to be mechaper for that. Yom Kippur will not be mechaper for that. Amrle Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi says, Abai, my dani psham to love bnei carbon inu. How do you know that the pshaim that we're talking about in the pasuk are things that are not subject to a carbon? I mean, the whole limud is based on the fact that we link chataim to pshaim. Shayim are b'mezid, so we know you can't bring a carbon for anything that's b'mezid. Therefore, this year is only mechaper for chatoim that you don't bring a carbon. Wait a second, are all pshayim b'mezid? I mean are all things that are b'mezid things that you're not chayiv a carbon for? There are certain averos that are done b'mezid, you're still chayiv a carbon. Dilma hani de b'nei carbon inu. Maybe the kinds of pshayim we're talking about are the kinds of pshayim for which you bring a carbon. Kiditnan, the Mishnah says, we had earlier in the Masechta, arba'a mevin alazadam kishkaga, that there are four cases where you bring a carbon even when you do an aver b'mezid. Someone is ba'ol shivcha charufa, a nazir that becomes tameh, someone who take a shvuas edus b'sheker, someone who took a shvuah sheker b'shvuah sapikadon, right? Those are all mezid and you're chayiv a carbon for. So if that's the case, maybe the pasuk is talking about averus that you are chayiv a carbon for, and still Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, and therefore maybe Yom Kippur should be mechaper even for averus that you normally chayiv in asham vaday or a chatos vaday. So it manami every chatos is vaday. It manami kiyasa rabbi namar rabbi yosi amar reish lakish this vada love is called vanos bnei sol is called pshem lechol chatsam chatoim dumi dbshayim ma pshem dav bnei karbon mechaper av chatoim dav bnei karbon mechaper av chatoim dav bnei karbon lo mechaper. We had a similar meaning, the same exact suggestion was made by Ravin when he came from Eretz Yisrael, that we should derive that you don't have to bring that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for those things that you chayiv a carbon for, the same exact drasha. And Amar Abaye, Ananami me din kra amri. I thought to say the same suggestion like we just had 2 minutes ago. Va'akshili Rav Dimi, but Rav Dimi had this bomb cash on me. Mimai dahani pshaim delav bnei karbon inu. How do you know that the pshaim the Torah is talking about, the mazes the Torah is talking about, are things that you're not chayiv a carbon for? Del mahanach to bnei karbon inu. Maybe it's talking about those mazes that you're chayiv a carbon for. Kiditnan arba mivin al zadim kishkaga. Because after all, we have a Mishnah that lists list four averus that be mezid that you chayev a carbon for. Some lay Rav, and Rav says back to Abaye, rov pshaim lav b'nei carbon. But most pshaim, most things that you do be mezid are not b'nei carbon, and therefore it's a valid limud. I'm lay midi rov ksiv. Yeah, but the pasuk doesn't say rov. The pasuk says pshaim, that it's mechaper for pshaim. So doesn't that mean it's mechaper even for things that you chayev a carbon? So Ella Mar Abaye, a third suggestion. How do I know that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for an asham vad, for that which you chayev an asham vade, and for that which you chayev a chatas? May reshe dekra from the beginning of the pasuk. Vizvada love is called avonos bnei Yisrael. V'tanya avonos eluz donos. Avonos is a reference to those things that you do be mezid. V'chenu omer avona ba. So you see that avonos means mezid. V'as kol b'shem l'chol tosayim lamali. Why does it then have to say kol b'shem, which is also zdonos? Lakshuyi l'pshayim, to make a hekish between chatayim and pshayim. Ma pshayim delav bnei karban. Just like pshayim are those kinds of zdonos that you're not chayiv a karban. Af chatayim delav bnei karban. Avol chatayim de bnei karban. But chatayim that are b'nei carbon would not be mechaper. From the fact that the pasuk has to say pshayim after it already said avonos, it must be the pasuk is telling me that the zdonos that the pasuk is talking about are the roves donos. And roves donos, you don't bring a carbon for, and that's how the limud works, that Yom Kippur will not be mechaper for that which normally requires a chatos or an asham vaday. Okay, but from tomorrow, Elisha will pick up at chayave ashamos tzuluyin. I will be back with Shaman Tuesday.